Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, did you hear those alarm clocks? Well, I've got three or four of them to wake up those friends of the Jack Armstrong Show who haven't been able to get into the swing of things yet. Yes, I'm talking about those fellows and girls who haven't started to celebrate Jack Armstrong Week. But today is only the third day, so there's plenty of time for you to get started. Now, in case you didn't hear what I said yesterday, here's the good news. This is Jack Armstrong Week in your city. Yes, it's a big week for every loyal friend of this program. And here's what we're all doing to celebrate. Listen carefully, because this is important. Every good Jack Armstrong booster is going to do three things to help celebrate Jack Armstrong Week. First, I want you to tell two friends each day to listen to Jack Armstrong's radio adventures. Got that? Tell two friends each day to be sure to listen to Jack Armstrong's thrilling adventures. Second, I want you to tell one friend each day that all of us Jack Armstrong fans are celebrating Jack Armstrong Week by eating a breakfast of champions every morning. Now, that's mighty simple, isn't it? And I know you'll be proud to let your friends know you're a real breakfast of champions booster. Now, here's the third thing I like to have you do. And believe me, this is where the fun comes in. I want you to ask Mother to get you two or three packages of Wheaties from the grocer tomorrow. Then, I want you to see that you get a man-sized breakfast of Wheaties, milk, and fruit every morning. Why, say, you'll go for that super special Wheaties flavor in such a big way, I'll bet you'll want to tell everybody you know about it. You just try it and see if I'm not right. So remember, if you're a good Jack Armstrong listener, you've got three things to do every day this week. One, tell two friends to listen to Jack's adventures. Two, tell one friend to eat Wheaties, milk, and fruit every morning. And three, treat yourself to a big breakfast of champions. Come on and join in the fun. Let's all make this the biggest and best week in Jack Armstrong history. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Listen to that mob of angry natives as they rush to the house in the Sabakan village where Jack Armstrong and the others have found refuge. The medicine man of the village has convinced the natives that the fiery crocodile will cause the nearby volcano to erupt unless the white visitors are sacrificed. Even now, a great pillar of smoke and steam belches out from the volcano's top in the distance. But Jack Armstrong and Uncle Jim have an ally in Soyan, the chief of the village who was a friend of Professor Loring. Soyan has put Jack and the others in the house which Professor Loring occupied when he discovered the uranium deposits which Uncle Jim now seeks. And so, as the medicine man and the mob draws closer, Jack, Billy, Betty, Uncle Jim, and Whisper all crowd around a little window of the room, wondering if Soyan will be able to protect them now. Listen.
Oh, Uncle Jim, just look at the natives come. They're shouting and shaking their fists at us as if we were their worst enemies.
The medicine man has made them believe we're enemies, Betty. They think that the fiery crocodile is going to make that volcano explode if he doesn't get us.
My word, did you ever see anything quite so ferocious looking as the medicine man? I half expect him to breathe fire and brimstone.
There's enough fire and brimstone in his eye, Whisper. If he ever gets his hands on us...
But Jack, Chief Soyan won't let him, will he?
I don't know how much power Soyan has. Sometimes these medicine men are just as powerful as the chief.
But suffering catfish, where is Soyan? It's time he showed up if he's going to help us.
There he comes, Billy. He's edging his way through the crowd of natives.
Oh, and there's Chapatto with him, too. And Chapatto's trying to stop him from coming to us.
But he's not stopping him. Look, Soyan is shaking him off. He doesn't like Chapatto one bit.
He shows excellent judgment, what? But I say, Chapatto has walked over to the medicine man now.
He's showing everybody that he's on the side of the medicine man. And you can just bet that he is, too. He'd love to have us thrown to the crocodiles.
Oh, look, Soyan's coming here. He wants to come in. Open the door, Jack.
I can't open the door, Betty. Soyan's pretending that we're prisoners, you know. He's got the door tied on the outside.
He's untying the door now, I think. Yes, he's opening it.
My word, listen to the mob howl for our carcasses. Come in, Soyan, but don't let your friends in, too.
Be closed door. They now come in.
Me chief this village. You see.
What's the medicine man trying to do, Cyan?
He make my people very angry at you. My people want him take you fiery crocodile. That not very good.
How correctly you put it, Cyan. But what are you going to do about it?
Me talk my people soon. But first, me talk you. Me want know if Sultan Natang want take my land.
Sultan Natang doesn't want to take anybody's land, Cyan. All he wants to do is to protect his own country against Sultan Balor.
That good. Soon me tell my people that. But Chipano, he tell them lies. That why they very angry with you.
Did Chipano tell you that soon Balor is going to come here with his entire fleet of Venus and warriors, Cyan?
Chipano tell me Balor come save me from Natang.
But holy smoke, Cyan, you don't believe that, do you?
Me believe Chipano lie, but my people believe him. Soon me tell them truth.
Oh, what are they doing outside, Cyan?
Medicine man make them angry. He showed them Fire Mountain. He say Fire Mountain soon act very bad if he not take you crocodiles.
Say, if that volcano does start erupting, Cyan will never be able to talk us out of this.
No, I don't know that he can talk us out of it now.
Me open door. Me talk my people.
I hope they don't rush in when he opens the door. They're all crowding around outside.
Don't be afraid, Betty. He's opening the door now. Keep your chin up. Suffering catfish, there's the medicine man right outside the door.
The charming Geppetto is right beside him. And I say the natives look all ready for a Roman holiday.
Oh, Cyan's closing the door. I'm so glad. I don't like the looks of that crowd one bit.
Cyan's talking to his people, Jack. He's doing his best to appease them.
I certainly wish him luck. But he's got a tough job in his hands, especially with that volcano smoking like an old chimney.
Chimonetti, Jack, look at that volcano now.
Where, Billy? Where do you see? Oh, we can see it. We can see it through this other window.
I say, some denizens of the underworld must be putting coal on the fire. A magnificent sight, what?
Yeah, but it's all right with me if that smoke and fire disappear altogether. Soyana's going to have a hard time debating against a volcano.
Let's see that map of Professor Loring's, Jack. We'll try to see on what side of the volcano the Shining Cave is located.
Here it is, Uncle Jim. It's hard to tell from this drawing.
But my goodness, Jack, what's the use of worrying about the Shining Cave when we may find ourselves back with a crocodile?
We're going to get to that Shining Cave somehow, Betty, in spite of the medicine man and the crocodile. We're going to get to that cave and see if the uranium deposits are really there.
Hockey, I think Soyan is through talking. May his eloquence have won.
I can see the medicine man through this window whisper. He's talking back to Cyan now. Boy, does he look mad. There, he's through now, and Cyan is coming back inside.
Well, Cyan, what luck?
Here's my glass door. My people still believe medicine man. My people say, if white men friend, then let them come out and talk medicine man.
Yeah, so the medicine man can sick his men on us and carry us off to the fiery crocodile. Nothing doing.
Maybe you talk medicine man, huh? Maybe you know a little magic.
What do you mean, Cyan?
My white brother Loring know a little magic. He make my people laugh all time.
But Cyan, none of us are magicians.
I say there. Once in my early youth, I was famous no end for politics, and I can still do a bit of palming.
Holy smoke, Whisper. Do you know any magic tricks that'd make the medicine man look foolish?
Who knows, my dear Billy? Let me see what I have in my pocket. Ah. A nice, shining silver peso. Do you see it, Billy?
Well, sure I see it, but what... Hey, where'd it go to?
Oh, that's wonderful, Whisper. You made it disappear. What'd you do with it?
Truly, who can tell? Jack, be a good lad and open your mouth.
Why, sure, Whisper. Is my mouth wide enough?
Quite wide enough. Now, stick out your tongue.
Suffering catfish, why the silver peso's on the end of your tongue, Jack.
Well, Say, Whisper, that's marvelous. Can you do that with the medicine man?
I shall try, old top. Cyan, open the door. You and I shall go out and see if the medicine man can produce silver pesos on the tip of his tongue.
Come, we go. Me tell my people your magic greater than magic of medicine man. Maybe they believe you.
Here, I'll open the door. Now go to it, Whisper, and make it good.
Oh, look, Soyan's holding up his hand for silence.
He's going to tell them about Whisper. Listen.
Sigasa, Pula. Senepasa hola, Monica Bohita. Apega seva mole.
Boy, look at the natives. Look at Whisper. I hope he doesn't disappoint them.
He's got the silver peso in his hand, Billy. He's showing it to the crowd.
Oh, they're rushing him. They're going to carry him away.
No, they're not, Betty. They're just crowding up to see better. Look, Whisper's going to make them a speech.
Your attention, my ferocious-looking friends. You can't understand a word I say, so I'm delighted to tell you what a bunch of nincompoops you are. And now, in my hand, you see a shining peso. Presto! Where did it go? Oh,
jumping Jupiter, he made it disappear.
Ah, you see, 'tis gone. I turned my hand up and down, and the peso is gone. And now, look carefully. I go to your medicine man. Soyan, tell the medicine man to stick out his tongue.
Sogolito, over.
Look, the medicine man is so surprised he's sticking out his tongue.
Why, they're tickled to death to see the medicine man look foolish.
Yeah, but the medicine man isn't tickled. Say, he's mad enough to bite nails.
Oh, what's Whisper going to do now? Well, he's throwing the silver peso up in the air.
But where did it go, Jack? Why, it hasn't come down yet.
It's another trick, Billy. Watch. The natives are looking all around to see what happened to it. Why, they're as excited as a bunch of kids.
Oh, Whisper's going back to the medicine man. What's he going to do now?
He's showing his empty hands to the crowd, Betty. Say, he's got hold of the medicine man's ear.
Oh, look, the silver peso's coming right out of the medicine man.
Oh, boy, listen to the natives laugh. They're just eating it up.
Oh, what happened? What made him stop laughing?
Holy mackerel, they're all looking toward the volcano, Betty. What's happening there?
We can see through this window, Billy. No wonder they stopped laughing. Look at the smoke shoot up from that volcano.
The natives are all frightened again. What a shame. Just when Whisper...
Oh, look at Whisper, Jack. He's holding up his hand. He's going to say something.
Soyan, tell your people that my magic is stronger than the volcano. Tell them that we will go to the volcano and make it behave.
Asulongo, sagasan equipa da resolita, mercoli areto seva.
Jumping Jupiter, does Whisper really think that we're going to the volcano now?
We've got to go to the volcano if we're going to the Shining Cave, Billy.
But Uncle Jim, aren't you afraid that the volcano may erupt?
I'll ask Soyan about it, Betty. Here, he and Whisper are coming in now.
I say, Soyan, do your people have faith in my magic now?
My people believe you have powerful magic.
Splendid. Then we'll go to the Shining Cave and tell the volcano to behave itself.
Wait a minute, Whisper. Does that volcano often act this way, Soyan?
Sometime Fire Mountain get very angry. But medicine men always come out underground river and tell Fire Mountain go back sleep.
But does the volcano always quiet down then, Soyan?
Fire Mountain go back sleep most time. Then people think medicine man got much magic.
But what happens when the volcano erupts, Soyan?
Then medicine man say fiery crocodile very angry at people.
Does the volcano ever erupt very badly, Soyan?
Sometime yes, most time no. Sometime river of stone flow down to Shining Cave. Most time, Fire Mountain go back sleep.
Well, if the medicine man can stop that volcano, I guess we can. All right, Whisper, we'll go to the Shining Cave. Let's hope that this time the volcano behaves itself.
Me tell my people you go Fire Mountain. Me send young man show you way. Me hope Fire Mountain go back sleep.
Jumping Jiminy, Jack, we're in for it now.
Say, you ought to see that volcano belch forth smoke and fire. But Jack Armstrong and the others are going to the Shining Cave to find those uranium deposits. And if this is going to be one of the times when the volcano doesn't go back to sleep, well, I don't have to tell you that they have a new and exciting experience on their hands. So listen in, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Adventure of the Uranium Deposits with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Look, did you tell two of your friends to listen to Jack Armstrong's radio adventures today? Did you tell one friend that you're celebrating Jack Armstrong Week, and did you ask him to help celebrate by eating a breakfast of champions every morning? Did you have Wheaties, milk, and fruit yourself for breakfast this morning? Well, if you're a good Jack Armstrong fan, I'll bet you did. And say, just for good measure, why not tell one of your friends about the Jack Armstrong training rules tomorrow?
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of a brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them...